So we do feel good stories every hour. There we go.
So a neglected betta fish.
No.
Stevie was found pale, kind of lifeless, in a pet store cup.
Oh.
But now is making a healthy comeback and moving to a loving home. Adriana gave him a proper tank and environment with new rocks and scenery, and he got a gorgeous blue color back.
Stevie was pale probably because of the stress of being in a cup. The pet store, they don't really take care of their waters. Mm-hmm. Maybe he hadn't been fed in a while. He definitely became much more active and curious, just really out of his shell. Some spots of blue started becoming a lot more vibrant, but I thought, like, all right, he's feeling better. And then the spots on his body just became enormous until it completely covered him. I didn't really know what his genes would be, but I definitely never imagined the blue sea that he looks like now.
It, listen.
It's a comeback story.
When I tell you that I sat there and watched this story, because Stevie's not the only betta fish that she brought back to life.
Sure.
These little fish are like the peacock of the sea.
You've had a betta fish?
Yes. Yeah. It did not look at all like Stevie. They had like these really long, like glorious, almost feather-like fins that cascade.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
They're beautiful little fish.
Beautiful little fish.
And with proper care in tanks, they can live typically 2 to 5 years, but some in ideal conditions can live up to 10 years. Did you know that?
None of my betta fish ever lived 10 years.
No. I'm lucky if they lasted 2 months.
Oh, wow.
It was tragic.
Come to my house to die.
I clearly didn't understand.
Did your kids ever have betta fish?
No.
My daughters all had the betta fish. I don't think... some of them would jump out of the tank.
Oh.
They would like... sacrifice themselves.
Try to flee.
They'd be like, no.
Path.
I think the cats would spook them.
Oh.
And then they would jump out.
Not
and
today,
you're
Satan.
Like, you're like, you're dumb.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Right. Well.
Why would you jump out of your protective glass enclosure?
I guarantee when you watch this little story from this YouTube channel, The Dodo, they do animal stories all the time.
Uh-huh.
Every once in a while, I stop on one, and I'm like, wow, who knew betta fish were so beautiful?
Well,
and then
they are beautiful. They have the
that has become the betta fish whisperer and is rehabbed and brought back to former glory all these betta fish, including Stevie. And if you just want a cute little, and just maybe rediscover the beauty of betta fish, you can check it out at WDJX.com.
Rediscover the beauty of betta fish.
I was fascinated.
Sentence I didn't think I was going to hear today.
Who knew?
Who knew?
Who knew?
Okay.
Maybe sometimes you just need to pivot in your life and appreciate the little thing.
Like the color of betta fish.
Like a betta fish.
All right.
The beautiful peacocks of the sea.
Kelly, you are this close to your birding era.
Well, you know.
That's a pretty bird.
It's a pretty bird. It's a pretty fish.
Yes.
It's a pretty fish.
All right.
You can see it at WDJX.com.